What's up with it?
It's hot off the wire
with Brittany.
It's Brittany. It's your hot off the wire. Comedians Mike Epps and Kevin Hart were beefing over the weekend. Mike called Kevin overrated, saying sometimes marketing is bigger than talent. Then Kevin responded, saying a lot, including if you keep talking crazy, I will book shows the same day as you in the same city and shut your ish down. Jeez, Kevin. In other news, a violent video was posted, not of former Scandal actor Columbus Short, but of his wife punching and spitting a woman who he called to his home to pick him up. Suge Knight's ex, she's writing a book saying that it will include details on Tupac's death. Well, he already told TMZ it's 99% lies. NBA baller Brandon Jennings went on Twitter, called his new boo, you know, Nelly's ex, Tay Heckard, his first real relationship. I guess dating Teyana Taylor back in the day meant nothing. Flo Rida's alleged baby mama says he won't pay for prenatal care, but offered to pay for an abortion. And Chief Keef, his baby mama says he refuses to get his daughter some health insurance. Come on, dads. In Ratchet Reality News, Real Housewife of Atlanta Portia Williams finally released the full video of her single Flatline. Ironically, it depicts an abusive relationship with a man coincidentally named Cordell. The Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion show wrapped last night. My Ratchet Reality review will be on the RussParMorningShow.com. We got some celebrity scholars. Real Housewife of Atlanta's Phaedra Parks graduated with a degree in mortuary science, and LL Cool J got an honorary degree from Northeastern. In music news, Nicki Minaj and Soulja Boy released a song called Yes, B, and Lil Wayne and Drake released a Carter 5 track called Believe Me. And most importantly, my boo Usher dropped his song Good Kisser today. At the box office this weekend, The Amazing Spider-Man 2 got 92 million, followed by The Other Woman and Heaven Is For Real. I'm Britt, that's your hot off the wire. Tweet me what I missed at @2prettybritty and @RussParShow. And for more stories, go to the RussParMorningShow.com.